There's so many of these words that describe the condition of the soul, of the heart, of the mind when we are discouraged. You know, perhaps that's exactly what Joshua felt. We're going to look at a couple of biblical scenarios here this morning to put this issue of discouragement in perspective and to see how much we need encouragement. Remember Joshua? He was about to become the brand new leader of the Israelites. They were on the verge of entering the Jordan, the new and dangerous land, and he was to be their leader. Sounds exciting? Well, to most people, that would sound terrifying. When you add to that the fact that he had to fill Moses' shoes. Moses was on his way out. For 40 years, the Israelites had been led by Moses, the man of God, who was used by God in miraculous ways to lead the Israelites out of bondage from under Pharaoh, through the Red Sea, through the Sinai, and up to the very edge of the Promised Land. Moses had talked with God literally face to face. He had been given the commandments and shone with his glory. He had been instrumental in bringing water from the rock, heavenly bread to the ground, meat from the sky. Supernatural earthquakes swallowed his opponents. I mean, this is kind of a unique leader, wouldn't you say? And Joshua has to follow him? Now it's Joshua's turn. Put yourself in his shoes. Looking back, you're following the greatest leader in human history to that point in time. Looking ahead, you face the terror of the brutal, bloody battles as you attempt to conquer a new land. How do you feel? You think there's any room for encouragement? In Deuteronomy 1:37, Moses said, "The Lord became angry with me and said, 'You shall not enter the promised land, but your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it.' Encourage him, because he will lead Israel to inherit it." Obviously, in light of Joshua's potentially discouraging situation, the Lord told Moses to encourage him. Encouragement was the antidote for discouragement. How many of you have ever faced challenges that were too big to handle, and you felt far less than adequate for the task? Anybody? Well, what do we need in those times? What is going to deal with our discouragement? Encouragement. We need to be infused with encouragement. Now switch gears. Think of somebody that you love very, very dearly who is in your home country. You're missing them desperately. But you've just got news that they were mugged, severely beaten up, imprisoned on false charges, and are now on the brink of death. There's no phone contact or mail contact, and it has been months since you've heard anything about them. You're not even sure that they're alive. How do you feel? That was the case of the believers in the Ephesian and Colossian churches. They were feeling torn and shredded emotionally when they heard of Paul's troubles. In Ephesians chapter 6 and Colossians chapter 4, Paul tells these churches that he is sending Tychicus to them for the express purpose of encouraging their hearts by updating them on Paul's circumstances. You see, when the bottom drops out of us emotionally, when people we love are in pain, when bitter circumstances shred our confidence, what do we need to face our day? What do we need to deal with the discouragement that sets in? Encouragement. We need new courage. We need to be infused with courage. Switch gears again. Anyone read the news lately or listened to it? What do you see? When communism fell a number of years ago and the Cold War seemed to end around the world, people longed for a new age of world peace, and we thought it was going to break in upon us. At least some did. Well, dream on. Right now on every continent, in every country, in every city around the globe, there is violence, hatred, and bloodshed. Peace treaties are fragile, ceasefires are broken, borders are disregarded, and people are killed. Financial markets are insecure, jobs are not guaranteed, and security issues even in this country could force you and me home at any time. What do we need when circumstances in the world cast a long, dark shadow of gloom or fear across our lives? What do we need in the midst of those kind of discouraging situations? Courage. encouragement. We need to be infused with courage. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, such was the case with the Thessalonian believers, and they were facing that kind of situation. And Paul writes to them in chapter 5, and he says, "Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore," how does he end this passage? "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." The world sees darkness. The world sees bleakness. The world sees no end. But you are not in the dark. You are children of the light. Your destiny is not up for grabs. You're blood-bought children of the King, and you're secure in His hand, and eternity is your reward. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Infuse your lives with the courage that comes from that knowledge. One last gear change. Have you ever given your best, tried your hardest, done your utmost, and been shot down? Anybody? Have you ever had your closest friends or people who were supposed to be close to you turn on you? Have you ever felt responsible for not only your loss, but the pain of other people that perhaps your life has impacted? What do we need when we are completely bottomed out like that? When discouragement swallows us? We need courage. We need an infusion of courage that keeps us from throwing in the towel. In 1 Samuel 30, David, this was prior to his becoming king, David and his men returned to their hometown to discover the Amalekites, had pillaged, sacked, and burned their hometown. Their wives and children had been carried off into captivity. Out of fury, the men turned on David and were actually talking of stoning him, blaming him for what had happened. One can only imagine David's grief, his sorrow, his despondency, his discouragement. But verse 6 says, "But David encouraged himself in the Lord." David found courage and strength in the Lord his God. And from that new source of courage, he was able to rise and encourage his men. And then together as an encouraged band, they went on and found, with new courage, they found the Amalekites. They recaptured all of their family, all their possessions, plus much more booty. I've given you four scenarios that are going to touch your lives in one way or another. I have never met a man, a woman, a teenager, a child in my life who did not want or need encouragement. I have never met anyone who is not benefited by a good dose of encouragement. Have you? And I don't know a single person anywhere or here today who would not love to be infused with encouragement. Would anybody disagree with me? The question I leave with you this morning, where are we going to get it? If all of us want it, if all of us so desperately need it, where are we going to get it? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, we read these words. "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Where does encouragement come from? Does it grow on trees? No. It doesn't multiply with the bank account. Some of the most discouraged people I know are very wealthy. Did you know that encouragement is almost impossible to find in ourselves for ourselves? Encouragement is a gift we give to each other. And at Christmas time, dear friends, I can't think of a better gift to learn how to give. It costs you almost nothing, but it is worth the world. Encouragement. How do we give this to each other? Well, this short verse has three quick... You think I'm just starting the message? No. This is three quick bullet words of how to put this into practice. The first one is, meet regularly together. He says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Here in the NIV he says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. You can't stay encouraged if you're isolated. Isolation breeds discouragement. When you sit alone by yourself with your lonesome and your own troubles, it just starts to overwhelm you, doesn't it? We need each other. God has built us as a body, and we desperately need to stay together, to come together. Many people think that they can make it on their own. Some people develop an I don't need the church mentality. You know what's strange? Often when we are most discouraged is when we are most tempted to stay away from God's people, to stay away from church. And it's got to be a tool of the enemy, because it's exactly those times when we most need God's people. But we draw back. And we isolate. Sometimes people are so discouraged, they say, I'm not going to church, nobody cares. Or maybe you don't like someone or something at the church. And so we stay away. Dear friends, if you want to be infused with courage, with encouragement, step number one is, do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. Some are in the habit of doing that, but not you. Come together regularly with God's people. That's where you're going to find encouragement for your soul. The second step is, do it. I like Nike's t-shirt. Just do it. Encouragement is dead if it's not expressed. If you have a thought of gratitude, give it. If you feel appreciation, love, or affection, express it. If you want to free somebody up with a word of hope, speak it. And verbally set them free. If you cherish a friendship, say so. If you see someone who needs an emotional pickup, give it. If you have a scripture that is applicable to someone's life or circumstances, write it out and pass it on. If you see shoulders bent with pain or grief, put your arm around them. Find a hole and fill it. Find an itch and scratch it. Observe a pain and bandage it. Infuse each other with courage. Encourage one another. Just do it. The third step is a little more hard to see here, but it's tie the level of your encouragement to the times. What do I mean by that? Well, he says here, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. What does he mean here? Well, he's referring to the day of the Lord, the Lord's return. We know from Scripture that the day of the Lord will be glorious for the believers, but we also know that it will be preceded by very traumatic times. Knowing that, we are to exhort each other, encourage each other, all the more because those times are going to be very, very difficult. It's in difficult times, in discouraging times, in times when we feel distraught and overwhelmed and alone, and all those words that you said at the beginning. That's when we need encouragement the most. And in those times, when you see the day of the Lord coming and the pressure's heating up here and persecution is building and you feel ostracized and alone and discouraged and disheartened and down and out, in those times, all the more, encourage one another. Build each other up. Build each other up. I don't know when your times are, but I most need encouragement when I'm discouraged. I am most vulnerable to discouragement when I've been criticized, especially when I feel it's been unfairly, when I'm ill physically, when I'm in rough circumstances, or when I lose sight of my purpose and I feel like I'm floundering. Those are the times for me when I am most discouraged. Those are the times, therefore, when I, as an individual, most need the antidote of courage. Those are the times when I need to be infused, pumped up with courage. Those are the occasions when I really need an encouragement card, or a phone call, or a pat on the back. What about you? You know what's sad? Is oftentimes when we most need encouragement, at the times when somebody comes along and steps on you. Ever noticed that? Somebody once said the army of the Lord is the only one that shoots their wounded. I wish it wasn't so, but there are many hurting believers in the body of Christ. And many times when somebody's struggling, when somebody's wounded, you can often see it on their face. We tend to just push them aside, avoid them rather than encouraging and giving the ministry that they need. What a treat it is, therefore, when somebody walks into your life and brings that healing word of encouragement. When somebody senses when you're down, senses when you're out and discouraged and despondent, and touches you with a word of love. I found a poem which kind of speaks to that. Each time we meet, you always bring some word of praise that makes me sing. You see some hidden struggling trait, encourage it and make it great. Tight-fisted little buds of good bloom large because you said they would. A glad, mad music in me sings. My soul sprouts tiny, flaming wings. My day takes on a brand new zest. Your gift of praise brings out my best. Revives my spirit, flings it high. For God loves praise, and so do I. He made us in His image. He knows we need it. Where are we going to get it unless we give it to each other? When do you need encouragement? Could anybody use a dose of encouragement today? Who's going to give it to you? Well, a pastor. I wish I could, all of you individually. I can't. Who's going to give it to all of us? When God saw Joshua's need for courage, He told Moses to encourage him. When Paul knew that the Ephesian and Colossian believers were discouraged, he sent Tychicus to them with good news. When God sees us discouraged, guess who He sends to us? Each other. He sends us into each other's lives to infuse each other with courage. And if you're ever at those places where you feel like there's nobody else around who can or will give it, then remember David. In those moments, God Himself will bring encouragement to your soul if you wait upon Him. When you are discouraged like David, learn to look to the Lord for His divine encouragement. And then look beyond yourself. Get your eyes off yourself and look to the others around you who also need an infusion of courage and pass it on to them. Who knows what victories lie in store for those of us who are so built up with holy courage? Who knows what God can do when God's family moves past discouragement, moves past feeling picked on and left alone and forgotten? Who knows what God could do through all of us if we're bound together with the strong arms of the love of Jesus Christ as we minister that encouragement to each other? Who knows what God can do? That's the point. Who knows? Only God. But in addition to accomplishing things for Him, God desires the wholeness of His children. And so He says, "My dear children, encourage one another." Please join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, you know that every one of us here this morning in our own heart and life and mind and emotions and relationships needs to be infused with courage. We need that encouragement. And Lord, sometimes we admit to you that we feel the personal need for it so much that we are often blind to the fact that all the people around us also need it. We confess to you that our tendency is to nurse a wounded self and wonder why people don't minister to us more when instead you intended that we launch out from our pity party and minister to others. Lord, I pray for each one of us, myself included, that you would teach us like David how to encourage ourselves in you, how to draw close to you, and how to, as we did this morning, remember all that you've done on our behalf. Your word says that if you did not spare your very own son, but gave him up for us, will you not now also freely give us all things? Lord, your encouragement is ready to be poured into our hearts. We ask you to teach us how to wait upon you. And then, Lord, we also ask that you would teach us how to move beyond ourselves and minister to the needs of others. Teach us how to speak those words, how to touch an individual when they need that loving touch, how to say the right things when people need them said. Lord, make us ministers of your grace, we pray. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We've included